Lekuta Sichas Chelek Yud Parsha Vayeshev Sicha Beis. Bepirusha El Pasuk Vayaged Yugad LeTamar. In explaining the Pasuk that Tamar was told, this is talking about the story where Yehuda, Tamar's two husbands died, and then she was told to wait for the third one till he grows up. In the meantime, Yehuda came to, he went to visit Timnasa. So she was told he was coming to Timnasa, so she met up with him. So over there in that thematic Rashi, Rashi quotes the words from the Pasuk, Eile Timnasa, that Yehuda is going up to Timna. Umefarish, and he explains, Ubeshimshin Uweimer, by the story of Shimshon, it says, Vayeret Shimshon Timnasa, that Shimshon went down to Timnasa. So how do you explain, is Timna on the high ground or is it on the low ground? You have to go up to it or down to it. So Rashi answers, Bishipua Hahar Haisi Yeshevis, it sat on the slope of a mountain. Oilun Lamekan, you go up from this direction, Biyurun Lamekan, if you're coming from the top of the mountain, you're going down towards Timna. If you're going from the bottom of the mountain, you're going up towards Timna. So we have to understand about this. Aleph, number one. Halei astira zu, this contradiction of whether it's you go up or down, v'yeret Shimshon, from the fact that Shimshon went down to Timna, that Rashi is trying to answer with in this commentary. This question comes up already on the previous pasuk, the one before this. Shagam Shom Nemar Vayal Timnasa. Over there also it says that Yehuda went up to Timna. And then the next pasuk says that Tamar was told that Yehuda is going up to Timna. Vim Kain Hoyelil Rashi Lahagdim Spirusha Zel Pasukahi. So Rashi should have given this explanation on the previous pasuk where it says that Yehuda went up to Timna. Why does he wait until it was Tamar that was told that he was going up to Timna? Only there does he explain the contradiction from Shimshon. Beis, mikivin shadagash Rashi lefarash lefi pshutish lemikra, or ba'efin sheyasin leben chamish lemikra. Since Rashi's explanations are always according to the simple meaning and in a way that a 5-year-old can understand that. Had a moven shekavanasa shor Rashi levay rak es hayinyonim shat Talmid belomdei pasuk ze. So we understand that Rashi only explains those things which the student, when he is learning this pasuk, yiskashavem, might have the question. Aval ein darket yeliyashiv the pasuk al nilmad. But Rashi doesn't need to explain something that is being taught over here. Shapirusha kishalatzmei asa shapir. If the explanation of the pasuk here, everything is fine. But that there might be a contradiction from other psukim, which this student has not yet learned in those psukim. So therefore, Rashi does not have to explain it here because the student will not have that question from something that is going to come up later. So if so, in our case, since in this pasuk, when it says that Yehuda is going up to Timna, there's no question to the student. Only that there is a question that could come up in the future when the student will be learning in Shoiftim, where it says that Shimshon went down to Timna. So over there, the question might come up. Then the question is, why does Rashi answer the contradiction here? When it would seem that the contradiction should be addressed only when the student gets to Shoiftim, and over there the student will say, wait a minute, back in Vayeshev it said that he went up to Timna. There Rashi needs to explain it. Only after the student learned both psukim and therefore can compare the two psukim up and down, and there it becomes a question that Rashi needs to answer. But over here there's no need to explain it yet. Gimel lamalei l'Rashi l'harich b'lishaynei shu b'tachas adig l'chol pratea ki yadua. Why does Rashi have to speak with in longer terms here when we know that Rashi is always very precise in how he speaks? And b'loimar, what is the extra words that would seem? It says u'b'shimshin hu oimer, and by shimshin it says l'chayre ein ze el esfas yesa. These are all, it would seem, extra words which don't need to be there. Since the pasuk that Rashi is quoting is Shimshon went down to Timnasa, so why does he have to say and by Shimshon it says? The pasuk is going to explain that it's talking about Shimshon. So therefore we know about who it's talking about. Loshen Yerida Zu, about this going down to Timna. Therefore it would have been enough to speak briefly at the beginning, like for instance Rashi could have said, and however it says Vayeret Shimshon, instead of saying and by Shimshon it says Vayeret Shimshon. V'hine al kusha zu shaloshenes haksuvim b'shayachis b'shayachis l'timno sasri adadi. In regards to this question that the two psukim contradict each other, whether you go up or down to Timna, Matzina v'Gemara Gimel Terutzim. The Gemara actually gives three reasons, three answers about why the contradiction. One is Shimshon Shinez Ganaba. One reason is that Shimshon, who was demeaned through his going to Timna, Upirish Rashi, and Rashi explains why was he demeaned. Shanasha Inasa Mibnais Plishtim Asurisli, because he married a girl from Plishtim that was prohibited to him. So going to Timna was like a descent to him. That's why it says he went down. Yehuda Shinasalaba was Yehuda that was elevated through going to Timna. Upirish Rashi, Rashi explains why was he elevated. Shemisham Noildu Peretz Vizorach, that from that story, that's how Peretz and Zorach were born. Shemidah Malachim and Avim Yisrael, from whom came kings and prophets. So in other words, this was an elevation to him. Ksiv Be'aliyah, that's why it says he went up. Be'ez, another answer that the Gemara says is Shtei Timna Ishayu. There were two cities called Timna, Chada Be'yirida v'Chada Be'aliyah. One is in a place where you have to go down, one is in a place where you have to go up. Gimel, a third answer, Chada Timna Haver, really it's one Timna. The Asim Ahai Gisa Yerida, whoever came from one direction was going down towards it. The Asim Ahai Gisa Aliyah, the one that came from the other direction was going up towards Timna. Lefize Yesh Lahakshis, so based on these three answers, you can ask, Oid Al Pirish Rashi Ana, you can ask another question on Rashi's answer. Madua Bachar Rashi Beteretz HaShlishi Shevi Gemara. Why did Rashi choose the third answer in the Gemara? B'mehu Odif Mishnei HaTurutzim HaKedim Lein. Why? How is the third answer better than the other two answers which came before it? In other words, Rashi skips the two first answers and he goes for the third one. Achas Shegam Heim Muzbarim L'Chayr Al Derech HaPshat, since those answers also fit well with the Pshut HaShol Mikra. Especially in light of the fact that they come first in the order that the Gemara gives these answers, it would seem that they are even closer to the simple meaning of the, or the meaning of the psukim, than the third answer. Therefore it's a greater question even. Dafka Rashi, who wants everything to fit with the meaning of the psukim, Meviu Madav Zateres Achren, he chooses the third answer. Ba'bir v'cholzeh. So the explanation for all this is B'pirusha shol Rashi ala posik shol faneinu. In this, what Rashi is trying to explain in this posik, Eina mechuvena ikri b'yli yashav v'sastira l'le'oyle hanem agabi Yehuda. He's not trying, the main point over here is not to explain the contradiction where it says over here going up by Yehuda, Meloshin, by Yered, B'Shimshon, as opposed to going down by Shimshon, Mekim, B'Shein, Atami, Yedea, Adai, Mestir, Uzu, since the student really doesn't know about this contradiction yet. So therefore, that is not the reason Rashi brings this up. Ella, Rather, l'tadis mashiyesh lahakshis l'tmaya loshen zuatzma. Rather, the question is about the very term oyle tumnasa. La'eza tam hutzra hakosov. The question is, for what reason did the pasuk need to point out the tairal es alachosah shel Yehuda l'timna v'loshen aliyah dafka? Why did the pasuk have to point out that going to Timna is an ascent, going up? Who cares? Kloimar loma medayka kozusha hugat v'tomar ki chameh oyle tumnasa. Why was Hagar told that your father-in-law is going up to Timna? Does it make any difference in regards to the story itself? Even though it's true that going to Timna, you're going up. But for our story in the Torah, what's the difference which direction he was traveling? Knowing that he was going up towards Timna, not that he was going down. Who cares if he was just walking on flat ground? Why does the Torah have to point out that going to Timnasa was going up? Why not just say he's going to Timna? What's the difference if he's going up or down or just on level ground? That's the question. As we find anywhere else in the pasuk that it doesn't explain details about the trip if there's no need. For instance, La'eil beparshas Akeda shekvar lomda Talmid. Previously, in the Akeda, which already has been studied by the Talmud, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Amar Avraham, the Eivisha said to Avraham, "Va'aleihu, bring him up as an oila al achad ha'arim, on one of the mountains." So in other words, it's clear that it's going up. That you have to go on a mountain, you have to go up. And even so, even though we understand that he was going up, what does the pasuk say? Vayelech el amakim. He went to the place. It doesn't say vayal el amakim, even though it's clear that he had to be going up on the mountain, because it's not important how he was traveling. Vayavoyu el amakim. They arrived at the place. Even though, without question, they must have been going up. And the reason is obvious. Because it doesn't matter how we got there. The pasuk has no interest in giving us details which are irrelevant to the story that it's trying to tell. And the same would be true for our case also. Since there's no real reason that we need to know that Yehuda was going up to Timna, he should have said in a way that doesn't describe up or down. He's going to Timna. Whether it's up or down is really not the issue. So this question only comes up in the second pasuk where Tamar was told that her father Yehuda is going up to Timna. However, in the previous pasuk where it's describing that Yehuda went up to Timna, Av shagam bay nemar v'yal Timnasa. Even though there too it says he went up, b'cholze ein makam l'kashazu. This question doesn't come up in that pasuk. Why? Over there it can be explained that over there the meaning of the pasuk is not meant to describe the physical trip of Yehuda, that he went from a low point to a high point physically, topographically. It's describing a spiritual ascent for him. It's saying that he went up, meaning he went up from a lower state of being to a higher state of being. As he explained before, that because good things happened to him there. And explaining it in that way actually fits in with Pshuto Shel Mikra, as we found in other places. Because in the beginning of this parsha it says, Vayeded Yehudim Eis Echav. Yehuda went down from his brothers, Upirush Rashi, the Pashtus Pirushai, and Rashi explains in the simple meaning of the Psukim, Shahiridu Echav Migdulasai. That what does it mean? Yehuda went down from his brothers, that his brothers demoted him in position. Yerida Beruchnis, in other words, that it was a descent, a spiritual descent. V'ayim estaba leimer, shubam shech lezeh nemer be'achakach. So therefore, just as over there, Rashi says that what it means that he went down means he went down spiritually. So here too, it could mean v'ayal ulamdeinu shaluchasol l'tenasa. Here it could mean that is going to Timna, v'ayidei ma'isa Tamar in the Stavim Ezen, which led to the story with Tamar and the birth of Peretz and Zorah, Chazar ben Esala Beruchnias, he was elevated once again spiritually. Oketiretz Harishin Shebe Gemara, as the first answer in the Gemara Taka Hamuvle, which was brought earlier. So therefore, in the first pasuk, it could in fact be describing a spiritual ascent. Achein ze yitochan ragu makom shenema vayal. That is only true where the pasuk describes him going up, b'loshen nister, b'derech shlishi hamadaber. It doesn't say who said this. Who's saying and he went up? It's the Torah speaking. It's the narrator who tells the story of the Torah. It's his words telling us Yehuda went up. The Torah is relating to us the events of Yehuda's life. So the Torah has the knowledge to be able to tell us that Yehuda's going to Timna was an ascent, which of course turned out much later. It was only later that all of this became known, that going to Timna was going to be an elevation to Yehuda. But the Torah knows that information and therefore tells us, Vayal, this turned out to be an ascent for Yehuda. But when it comes to this pasuk, in which it says, Chamecha Oyla Timnasa, that Tamar was told, your father-in-law is going up to Timna, Belosh Neichach. In other words, there was an actual character in the story that is related to Tamar, that her father-in-law was going up. V'hainu shezeu anusach shebei hugad inyan l'Tamar, which means these were the words that were the person telling Tamar used these words. Your father-in-law is going up to Timna. Ayidei mishum anshei hamakom, somebody, one of the locals, told her. Harei e'ef shalafarish shekavanosu shalamagid ahu la'aliyah ruchni shal Yehuda ba'asid. We can't say that person telling Tamar that your father-in-law is going to Timna has this knowledge that this is going to be turned out to be some spiritual growth for Yehuda. How would he know that? That's certainly something that a local person that lived in Timna wouldn't know. The Kimisha Kane, and since that's the case, Halei Akosha because of Zev. So then the question comes up in this pasuk, Lama Nemra Loshen Aliyah. Why does it say over here? Why does it say over here that he went up? So therefore the question comes back. Why is it that the Torah describes going to Timna as going up? It doesn't mean a spiritual ascent, so it must mean the literal meaning of it. But why do we need to know that he was going up to Timna? The Kushazumataritz Rashi Baamrai. So this question is what Rashi is addressing when he says of Shimshon Oimav Yerit Shimshon Timnasa. That by Shimshon it says that he went down to Timnasa. Vahainu Shaidei Shemagdim Liashiv Stira Zu Shabeinaksuva Melu. By Rashi, through explaining the contradiction between these two psukim, Meturetzes Hakasha Beposik Zebedar Chamela, that answers the question that we have, why the Torah tells us that he was going up. The Machash of Yehuda Nema Loshen Oyle Timnasa, since by Yehuda it says that he was going up, or B'Shimshon Vayeda Timnasa B'Shimshon says he went down, Harei Shabal Korchach Tzarech Liyez B'Shipua Ha'or Ha'isesh Yeshebes. Therefore we have to say that how could it describe going up and going down about the same place? That it must have been on the slope of the mountain, halfway up. You go up from this direction, down from that direction. Umeata, now that we know that, since there are two roads leading to Timna, if you have to go down if you're coming from the top of the mountain, and up if you're going from the bottom of the mountain, this takes away the question of why the Torah tells us, or why Tamar was told that he was going up to Timna, because now this is a necessary detail in the story. Because al yedei hadgasha zu yada Timna be'ezer derech heilich yehuda Timnasa, because by telling Tamar he's going up to Timna, now Tamar knew which road he's going to be traveling, because he could have been coming from the other way. If the person simply told her your father-in-law is going to Timna, she wouldn't know if he's coming from the top of the mountain or the bottom of the mountain. So now that he told her he's going up to Timna, so she knew which road he was traveling. That the road he is traveling is on the road up. So therefore she would know where to meet up with him. She was looking for him to know where to meet up with him. That also explains why did Rashi not answer one of the Gemara's answers, which is that there are two cities called Timna. Ketiris Habeish of Gemara. Because Rashi here is not interested in resolving the contradiction between Shimshon and here. That's not the issue. Because this is not a question, as we said before, to the student at this point. He's only trying to explain why was Tamar told that he's going up. Of what relevance is it? Answering the question that there are two different Timnas wouldn't be really answering Tamar's question. It wouldn't be giving any information to Tamar, as we'll explain in a minute, but rather only if you accept that Timna was at the middle of the mountain, and in order to know where he's coming from, if you say that he's going up, you know where he's coming from. If that's the case, that it's on the slope, then you have to give her some indication of where he is traveling to get to Timna. But according to the Gemara's answer that there were two different cities called Timna, that still wouldn't answer the question of why it's we are being told here going up to Timna. The It would seem that you could answer that in the same way, there's two Timnas. The guy telling Tamar where Yehuda is going was telling her he's going up. In other words, now you know which Timna he's going to. He's not going to the Timna that's at the bottom of the mountain, he's going to the Timna that's at the top of the mountain. You might want to say that, but that can't be the answer. Why? For three reasons. Number one, Loiba Ifakazem Samnim Ir Kayetsabe Kim Kamashunemar Bescharan Tachtem Bescharan Elyam. That's not how you indicate to somebody which city somebody is going to. Going up to Timna so you know it's the Timna there, and going down. The normal way to say that is, as the Pasuk says, there were two cities called Bescharan. So there was the Beis Chayrin Tachtein, the lower Beis Chayrin, and then there was Beis Chayrin Elyon, the one that's called the upper Beis Chayrin. And that's how the Pasuk describes it. In Yeshua, that's how it describes it. So in other words, you say the name of the city that you're referring to, the one at the top, the one at the bottom. Number two, Kivin Shasam HaMagid Bashem, Mashmish Lo Yehoyim Mokim L'Sofik. Since the one relating to her, the one telling her that Yehuda is going, didn't say anything about which Timna. So in other words, there was no need to say which Timna, because only one of them was in the vicinity in which they were talking. So in other words, if you say, you know, you're talking about London, So London can be in England. It could also be in Ontario. So if somebody that's in Ontario, where I am, says London, I'm going to London, it usually means the one that's close by. You don't have to say it's go. You know, that you're talking about the far away London. Gimel, harei, third thing, harei shtei hatimnois vadei loy hayu smuchos achas l'chaveta. The two timnois were certainly not close to each other. V'im kein ein tzarech leidi, le'ezim ema kavon ha'idei adik shol oilu timnosa. The second thing is similar to the first point, but a little different. So, since the two timnos were certainly not close to each other, as in we find in Tanakh that they're actually very far from each other. One is in Yehuda's territory, one is in Dan's territory, so they're very far from each other. So therefore, there was no need for the one relating to Tamar, which one he was referring to. It's the one that's close by. Which is similar to the first answer, but since he didn't tell her, that's a raya that there was no need to tell. And since they were far from each other, there was no need to specify which one was the one. So therefore, that can't be the answer. And as far as why she was being told that he's going up to Timna, that can't be the reason. So in other words, Rashi can't answer that there were two timnos and he was specifying to her which timna is going to. That can't be it. So therefore, it was one timna. And that was on the slope of the mountain. And the reason he told her he's going up is to tell her which road he was taking to get to Timna. So that answers that question. Omnam l'achri kolanal, however, after all that, eina inyum yushuv kol tzarkai. It still doesn't answer the question completely, because of the difficulty in the explanation. Because that very idea that there is a city, Timna, which is sitting on the slope of the mountain, is not such a simple idea. The idea of it is strange. Because it's a very unusual thing to build a city on the slope of a mountain. Why? There are people that build a city at the top of a mountain. Which is, although building a city on the top of the mountain is difficult. You have to schlep all of the building materials to the top of the mountain. Tnoya avayda shama, the conditions of work over there are difficult. V'gam yigara chelka b'ispatchus ha-mischar b'ksharim ha-shoinim im mayaras ha-cheres. It also diminishes the development of the city because it's not on a trade route. It's not on a route everybody has to schlep up to the mountain to do any trade. And also, so connections with other cities and so on are always difficult if it's difficult to get to your city. And the reason is because it's difficult to travel up the mountain. Which caused, of course, diminishes visitors, passers-by, and so on. But even though that may be true, sometimes they overlook these difficulties and these, you know, that those are not qualities for a city, but they do it anyway. They decide to build at the top of the mountain because it's easy to defend a city that's at the top of the mountain, that's on the high ground. Because a city that's sitting at the top of the mountain is always going to have an advantage against anyone that tries to attack it from the bottom of the mountain. Kimishunim tulamata, because the enemy is going to be on the bottom of the mountain. Idach, on the other hand, kamuvan yeshvimah difin livnus ibitachastah, there are those who choose to build a city at the bottom of the mountain. Kiim haganosa einakala, because even though defending it is not going to be so easy, mitam shamakam mukhsha yesel ibn yisir, but they'll still do it because it's a much more open to trade and other amenities and some reasons that would make a city develop well. Well, that's lachav and success in business and so on. So therefore, you can either choose, build at the top or build at the bottom. But to build a city on the slope of the mountain, meaning halfway up, halfway down, there is no good reason to build a mountain there. It's not good for the developing of the city, the building of the city and the development of the city, because it's halfway up a mountain. It's not good for defending from the enemy, because they can attack from the top of the mountain. Also that the houses are one on top of the other and so on. That's always a disadvantage. What's the point of building a mountain halfway up? And therefore the question might be asked, since building a mountain on the slope is very unusual, therefore it would be more logical to say that Timna was actually at the top of the mountain. And then to explain that the going up and going down, let's start him to explain it in a not literal sense, but more in an interpreted sense. The each one according to what the subject matter there is in its own context. Loshen Oyle b'Yehuda pirusha aliyah kipshuta. Perhaps by Yehuda it would mean literal. He went up because that's where it was. It was at the top of the mountain, Begashmias. Kiev shalafarsha beruchnias, because you can't explain it as a spiritual ascent, as it's being told to Tamar mitaman alba sivdalid, as we explained before. Velosh vayeded. Now, when it comes to vayeded by Shimsha in Habava Sipra Kosa Beloshen Nister, which is being told by the narrator of the Tanakh, Pirusha Yerida Bechshivas Amaylo. Over there, it could be referring to his descent spiritually. Yet Rashi rejects this approach, and he decides to go for saying that the Timna, as unusual as it may be, was on the slope of the mountain. So there, why does he explain that? Hoysif Rashi, therefore Rashi adds, Ubashimshin Uimir. And by Shimshin he says, what does he mean by that? Hainu shaloi rag bepasik zeh hamuva bepirushoi nemaloshin yirida. It's not only in this pasuk that Rashi is quoting where it talks about going down to Timna. Shaz yitach lufashik bemuva narochni. In that case, we could have explained that it means the Tanakh is telling us, the narrator, about Shimshin going down, this was a descent for him. And that's what it means, it was a descent. But that's not the case, because Elisha b'Shimshin b'klolus sipuri hu oimer. Rashi says, by Shimshin it is said, not just one time it mentions that it was going down. It's repeatedly said, again and again. Hayinu shechayzev oimer loshen zeh kama pa'amim. The fact that going down to Timna is mentioned a number of times in the Psukim. And you can't say that each time it's mentioned in the Pasuk, it's again telling us that he was going down. In other places it says his father went down. So each time it means that it was a spiritual descent. Doesn't make sense. Therefore we must say, since the Pasuk repeats it many times, that going to Timna means going down, so we have to take it in the literal sense, that where Shimshon lived was at the top of the mountain. And every time that he went to Timna, he had to be going down the mountain to get to Timna. The Nimsa, so therefore we must say, therefore Rashi says, therefore we must conclude that Timna was on the slope of the mountain. And that when Shimshon was coming, it repeatedly says he went down. When Yehuda went, Tamar was told that Yehuda is going up, it meant literally that he was going up. So as strange as it may seem that they built a city on the side of a mountain, that is what it was. That is the meaning of the pasuk. So that explains the whole thing. Ma'inyanim the Yenishal Torah, a message of the Chassidus in this Rashi, Shavapirish Rashi Lefaneinu Vayiro, Mizeh, Bavidosh Shel Kol Echad Ve'Echad, and a lesson in the Avoda of each and every one of us. Mevor B'Makom Achar, Ala Pasuk Mi'al B'Har Hashem, it's explained elsewhere on the Pasuk, who shall write, go up on the mountain of Hashem. Sha'avaydus ha'odam l'kayne hi'bedugm l'aliyah bahar. That when a person serves Hashem, it is like climbing a mountain. V'yadua, and we know the kashera odam etapes v'ayla ahara, that when a person is climbing up a mountain, i'efshel l'hafsik b'emtza aliyasai v'lamayd. It's not possible to stop in the middle of the climb and to just stand still. For a zman ma, for a certain amount of time, the bakum shepur shalahar, in the place where the mountain is on a slope, ki kimat mina nimna shleis meited v'yipel amata, because it's almost impossible not to slide backwards. Elo olav lahamshich aliyasa b'leifs hefsek. Rather, what has to be done is you have to continuously be going up if you don't want to slide backwards. V'cheinayim ba'aliyah b'har Hashem, and the same is true when a person climbs the mountain of Hashem. Shahasmodas ha'aliyah muchreches, that the constant climbing is essential. Lo'irak le'teyelus aliyah atzma, not only because when you're climbing, when you're going up. It's not only about that. Ki im gam b'chtei laftiach shlulus ha'yirida, because the only way to prevent sliding backwards is to continuously go upwards. B'hayinu she'ein lo listap gmama losay she'igia eila batkai. In other words, it's never enough to be happy and satisfied with the height that you've attained till now. Because when you become satisfied with your level now, and you don't continue to climb medarga ledarga from level to level, b'mailos hakodesh, and on the ascent of holiness, soifa shetovel deyirida, in the end it must lead to a descent. And this is something that is emphasized even more so in regards to the Chanukah lights. Shemahadrim and a Mahadrin, which we know everybody does as the Mahadrim and a Mahadrin. Yom Yerusha Madlik Echad, that the first day you light one, and Mekam Ve'elach, Maisa Ve'elach, and from then on you keep adding each day. That's the Mahadrim and a Mahadrin. L'vishem Maidlim Ba'kaydash Ve'im Merida, because we always have to grow in holiness and you never go down. But what happens if somebody lit one on the first day, but he didn't add a second one on the second day? He just lit another one on the second day. Not only is it a problem that you haven't added anything and gone up in holiness on this day in comparison to yesterday, but you also lost a level. Why did you lose a level? Because since you did not fulfill the mitzvah behidur today on the second day, so you lost a level from the day before. The day before you did fulfill it behidur, mahadim and mahadim. Today, that you only lit the same amount as yesterday, you didn't light. Besides that, you didn't grow, you also lost. Now you're not doing mahadim and mahadim anymore like you did yesterday. And if he wants to fulfill the mitzvah with the same hidur that he did it in the day before, he has to go up another level, otherwise he's not doing a behidur and he's losing in comparison relative to yesterday. And this can also be seen in the words of Rashi, Shema 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 Loshna Aliyah V'Rida B'Timna, that what it says about going up and down in regards to Timnahu l'fisha b'shipua ha'har ha'isi yeshevas, because it sits on the slope of the mountain, ki b'shipua ha'har shu inyan ha'avayda l'salos b'ruchnias, the slope of the mountain means this avayda of going up constantly in ruchnias, nimnas ha'amida v'gam ha'hiluch hu lay b'ayfen ragil, it prevents standing still and even traveling, moving forward also it has to be. It can't be the normal way. Kim oy aliyah oy yirida. Shipua har means when you're walking, you're going either up or down. There's no middle ground. There's no walking straight on the slope of the mountain. So that's a lesson that when you're walking, when you're going in your aveda, if you're not, you're either walking up or you're sliding backwards. There is no level ground. Shem shall liyasa shall Yehuda b'shipua ahar hevir liyada liday lidas pered semashiach. And just like Yehuda going up on the slope of the mountain led to the birth of Peretz, which is Mashiach Shenemer, Olah Peretz Lefaneinu, as it says, the one who breaks through will go up before them. Kacha yedei avedus kol echad ve'echad ba'aliyim emadrega lemadrega. So also the aveda of each and every one of us, in going from one level to another, Bahar Hashem on the mountain of Hashem, v'aprati shaloi, in his own personal mountain that he has to climb, niske l'kiyim ayud, we will be zeichet to fulfillment of the prophecy v'ol mashim bahar tziyah in lishvet asareisav. They will go up on the mountain of Tzion to rule over the mountain of Esav, Eshel Hashem Amlucha, and Hashem will reign supreme, Bebiyas Mashiach Tzidkenu, through the coming of Mashiach.